Shit. If you were a Kaidam Hamba, even Kaidam Hase, which sounds going to talk about a whole additional topic. Rabbeinu's, we're up to Ace Dalid. Teres Samachvav, Ace Dalid. Rabbeinu's on says, Ukeshen Ishkonim, Ace Ace Hadibur, when the Ace Ace Hadibur have Shlemus to them, meaning they have MS to them. Canal, as we explained before, Tzorech Lirois Lahitzi Hadibur Bishlemus. There's two things. Number one, that the Dibur should have Shlemus to it. Number two, Rabbi Nezal says a person has to see to it to bring out the Dibur b'shleimus. Why? Rabbi Nezal says, Ki lefamim nitchovim oisyeis hadibur b'meitzar hagorim. There are times when the words that a person wants to speak get stuck in the narrow place in his throat. Ve'iyev shalo hitzi hadibur b'shleimus. And he finds it difficult to be able to bring out his words b'shleimus. Sheze b'chinas ma shekirin b'loshin yiddish Hazerik. Rabbi Nezal says this is what's called in Yiddish Hazerik, which means when a person has a sore throat, a hoarse throat, he can't bring out his words b'shleimus. Rabbi Nezal says b'tzorech liroi, and that happens b'gashmius. Rabbi Nezal says obviously it happens b'ruchnius also. B'tzorech liroi slohitzi adibur mimeitzer agoro in sheyuchel adabra b'shleimus. A person has to see to it to bring out the dibur from the narrow place within his throat, to see to it that he should be able to speak b'shleimus, meaning, Rabbi Nezal says, Dahainu lahamshich mekudais el ha'isiyos. The person has to see to it to draw mekudais into the isiyos. Now, a two-minute introduction, we know that Alpi Kabbalah, you have four items. The Torah is broken out into four divisions because the Torah is referred to as the eyes, kaviyachol. The eyes of Hashem are the Torah. And just like the eye is made up of Tlas, Gav, Nindain, or Basayin, the Terak Desha is also made up of Tlas, Gav, Nindain, or Basayin, the three parts of the eye and the pupil of the eye, which correspond to the four letters of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. What are those? You have Tamim, the trap, Nekudais, the vowels, Tagim, the crowns, Isiyos, the letters. And these four correspond to Yud, Kei, Vav, and Kei. Tamim refers to Chochmah. Nekudais refers to Bina. Tagim refers to Zeranpin. Isiyos refers to Malchus. Here Rabbi Nezal says a person has to see to it to be mamshich the Nekudais into the Isiyos. To be mamshich Bina, light from Bina, into Malchus. We're going to see soon why and how and what and when. Rabbi Nezal explains, Ki beloi Nekudais yev sheladaber shum ois ki yodua b'chush. Because without vowels, it's impossible to speak any letter of the Hebrew alphabet, as you see, by nature. When a person is to draw vowels into the letters, umaitzin hadibur b'shleimus, and he's to bring forth the dibur b'shleimus, that's what helps him be able to bring mikoyach into poyal. Why? Because oisiyos and nekudos are also an union of koyach and poyal. When you have an ois itself, that's seemingly a bechinas koyach. It is something, but yet it's nothing. When you add a nekuda to it, you're taking that which was originally bekoyach, you're bringing it into poyal. You're making it something that can move, that can do. You can do something with. Rabbi Nezal says now, here Rabbi Nezal is going to be review the item that's mentioned in the Zohar Kodesh that Rabbi Nezal used to quote many times. This is the mother for it in Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki kol hamachshavos sheyesh lo'odom kulom boim b'seich hadibur. Every single thought that a human being has must come into words, must be brought into words. Kideisa b'zohar, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh, Rechushi Merachshon Sivavose. The Zohar Kodesh says that before any maisa takes place, before any physical act takes place, anything, a blink of an eye, moving of a hand, anything, the Zohar Kodesh says that person's lips must move, there must be a dibur involved. Although a person doesn't necessarily feel this, in a tremendous dakus manner, meaning in a very, what word do we want to use here for dakus? Doesn't mean thin, huh?
Delicate?
No. there's a word for it. I don't know exactly what it is. It means in a very fine manner, it definitely does take place. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki kol machshava sheboilam sheyesh lo adam, kulam muchrochim lavoi b'seich hadibur b'shas hamachshava. Every single thought that a person has must come into dibur, must come into words, at the time that he's thinking that thought. Rak shehu bedakus ma'oid. Only sometimes it's very, very fine. The dibur is very fine. No, not faint. In other words, in a very fine manner, very thin, you know, very light manner, where it's not noticeable. Rabbi Nezal says, V'lochein kol asiyo. Every single physical act that a person does must come to dibur first. Everything must go through this three-step procedure of machshava, dibur, and maisa. Nimtza, what do we see from here? Shal yedei hadibur nigmar hamaisa. Through dibur, only through dibur can any maisa be completed. V'yotze mikoyach alapoyel, and a person can bring something out from koyach, from machshava, into poyel, into maisa. Before any machshava can come into maisa, it must go via dibur. Al kein, therefore, kidei lohitzi mikoyach lapayal tzrichin lahashlim oisei sadibur kanal. Therefore, if we're saying that the whole meaning of being moitzi mikoyach lapayal is totally in dibur, then you better see to it that your dibur has shleimus and that it comes out b'shleimus. Lohitzi hadibur b'shleimus mimeitzra goroin. A person has to see to it to bring the dibur out b'shleimus from the narrow place within his throat, meaning to draw nekudos into the oisiyos. Ba'azai kishiyotze hadibur b'shleimus yotze hadavar mikoyach lapoyel. And then when the dibur comes out b'shleimus, that's when a person can succeed in bringing something out mikoyach lapoyel. Now note that all of this is totally in what we had before about the letter Aleph. Rabbi Nezal showed how the whole meaning of being Maitzim Yikayach HaLapoyel is Merumas in the letter Aleph. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the letter Aleph can be drawn in different ways. There are times when we refer to the letter Aleph as two Yuds and a Vav. That's at times. There are times when we refer to it as a Yud, a Vav, and a Dalid. Because that's the way it really looks. If you look in a Sefer Torah, it appears the bottom part doesn't look the same as the top part. The top part is shaped like a Yud. The bottom part is shaped a little awkwardly, somewhat like a Dalet. And they bring the Pasuk, just a second, I think it's Oide Shimcho Kiosiso Fele. Oide is Miloshin Yud, the letter Yud. Kiosiso Fele, Pele, the Aleph, is made up of a Yud. Yud is Yud Vov Dalet. And they bring also, the Arizal brings, there's a third way where you refer to it as a Yud, a Vav, and a Resh. Being referring to Gevura. Resh Yud Vav is beginning to be a Gevura. The Arizal brings, that's the side of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. When we say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is really Riv Din. The Aleph is a Resh Yud Vav, which is Gevura. The Dalet Yud Nun is Din. And the Arizal brings all kinds of combinations that we have on that. We had that before in a Torah Lekutamaran. Okay, so we have the Yud, the Vav, and the Dalet. The Yud refers to the upper three spheres, Machshava, Yud al Shem Machshava, which is Keser Chochma Bina. The Vav is Zeranpin. The Dalet is Malchus. Rabbi Nezal says here that a person has to see to it to draw the Nekudos into the Isis. Nekudos is Bina. Generally, when we refer to drawing the Meichen into something, we refer to Bina. Why? Bina is the Kailil of Keser Chachma Bina, period. So we say drawing the Nekudos into the Oisiyos, that means literally drawing the light from the Yud into the Dalet, always via the Yisoid, via the Vav, the Yisoid. You're going to see soon how this is all going to tie in. Rabbi Nezal says, Ulahamshich nekudos el ha'isiyos. Now, how does a person go about doing this? Rabbi Nezal says, in order to draw nekudos into ha'isiyos, hu al yedei ha'cheshek v'ha'kisufin she'cheshkin la'asos ha'mitzvah o'ishar dover she'bidusha she'ish Yisraeli cheshek la'asos. in order to be zeichet, to draw nekudais, vowels, into the letters, the only way to do it is through the cheshek, the tremendous surge of desire and yearning that a person feels to do a mitzvah or any item of kedusha. Rabbeinu Zal bebechinas, as the pasuk says, nekudas hakesef. We find. As the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Nekudas HaKesef, that Nekudas are formed through Kesef, Kisufin, through yearning. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki Efsher La'asayis Shum Dovor Kiim Al Yedei Cheshit. Rabbi Nezal says it's impossible to do any item unless there is first initiated a desire for that item. Dahainu lamoshel, for example, kishemedaber is a dibur, when a person says something, he makes a statement. Tzorech sheyeloi metchilo cheshik ledavor. It's understood that it's impossible for a person to make a statement unless he wants to make that statement. If he doesn't want to, he won't, period. And if he does it without wanting, in other words, he still wants to do it, because if he in other words, you say sometimes a person gets up to speak, he doesn't really want to, but he does it anyway. There still has to be some cheshik involved, or else he physically wouldn't be doing it. But that's on one hand. On another hand, if a person gets up to speak and he doesn't want to, it's understood that that's not real dibur. Dibur is, or any mice is, when the person wants to do it. If a person doesn't put a rotzain into anything, it's understood that it doesn't have any chashivas. It's not really performing the act. So now Rabbi Nezal says, so that whenever a person wants to do something, he has to have cheshik for it. V'chein kishay says a pu'ula, when a person performs any type of physical act, im lo yichoy lo cheshik metchila la'asay, so if he didn't have an initial desire to do it, bevadai lo yichoy oisay, so he certainly would not do that item. V'alkein, therefore, Rabbi Nezal says, kol dovor shebikdusha sheho adam tzorech la'asoyis, any item of kedusha that a person has to do, kigoin linsoya la'atzadik, for example, coming to the tzadik, oishar dovor shebikdusha, or any other item of kedusha, sheho adam tzorech la'asoyis, which a person is required to do, noisten loy metchilo cheshet kidei shal yidei zeh yasa dovor. First, he must be given a cheshik in order to be able to succeed in carrying out that item. If he doesn't have enough cheshik for the item physically does not get done. And this is why Rav Nosson Zalman Likutei Tefilos and Likutei Halacha stresses so much davening to Hashem, to be zecher to cheshik, to be zecher to rotzayin. Person doesn't daven to perform mitzvahs, because nobody can do a mitzvah. Rav Nosson Zalman says that many times. He quotes the Gemara. The only item that you can do is to want to do the mitzvah. Ratzon. You ask Hashem to give you ritzonos tovos. I should have cheshik for tefillah. I should have cheshik for Torah. I should want to do mitzvahs. If I'll want to do mitzvahs, it's understood that they'll get done. But what I'm the ikur by me isn't the doing, it's the ratzon. The doing I don't get any credit for. Mi hegdimani v'ashalim loy. We had that whole shiur that explained it perfectly. Hashem can passel any mitzvah that any Jew does with that claim. Mi hegdimani v'ashalim loy. The only item that the Mefarshim say that where what person has the right to say yes, I was makdim you. Zrizin makdim in the mitzvahs. Person does a mitzvah with zrizus. Zrizus is another word for cheshik. When you do it with a desire, a surge of desire, that's one who can say makdim. And we said that that's the whole side of Eila Teldes Noyach, Noyach Ish Tzadik. What classifies tzadik? This item. Noyach Ish Tzadik, the last letters make up the word cheshik. Showing that that's what made it Eila Teldes Noyach. The Gemara says Teldes Sein Shal Tzadikim is mitzvah is meisim tovim. When is it a mitzvah or a meisim? When there's cheshik involved. That's when it's a mitzvah. Okay, now Rabbi Nezal says, the ikur gledol hacheshik, a person should appreciate this section of this Torah on the Gemara very much, because it's very not often that Rabbi Nezal gives you this gift of going into, not chas v'shalom that this is simple, but it's a musar shmuz. On Rabbi Nezal's level, you'll hear Rabbi Nezal talking about a topic of musar. Rabbi Nezal says, the ikur gledol hacheshik na'asal yidei hamaniyo shemazminim loy. The extent of a person's cheshik is according to the maniyah that they prepare for him to prevent him from doing that item. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki kishe ish Yisraeli tzorech la'aseis davar, ha-tzorech lo'i li'hadusai, when a Jew has to do a certain item that's necessary for his frumkeit, bifrat kishe tzorech la'aseis davar godel ha-tzorech li'hadusai, especially when he has to do an item that's very significant to his frumkeit, shekol yahadusai toli boze, his whole frumkeit is toli in this item. Kegoin, for example, in soya l'tzadik amiti, to go to the tzadik emes, azai mazminen loy mania, they prepare a mania in front of him, a blockage. V'zois hamania hi b'shvil hacheshek, the purpose of the mania is, in other words, what is Hashem's kavona in placing the mania there? To arouse a desire. Kidei sha'idei zeh yiyeloi cheshik yoyser la'aseisei sedavor. By Hashem making it difficult to get this item, that's what arouses a desire for the item. Ki al yidei ha'mania shemoinen esodem anadavor, through the mania, the block where they prevent a person from getting to a certain item, al yidei zeh nase hisgabrus ha'cheshik me'oid. That's what makes the person's desire be aroused tremendously. Kemoi lemoshel, for example, Rabbi Nezal says, kishemarin lekoton dovor hanechmad loy, when you show a small kid something that he likes very much, v'tekif umiyad choytfin mimenu, and right away you grab it away from him, umechabin mimenu, and you hide it from him, azai hu roideif mo'oid achar hodom, then this kid chases the person with much more rotzon, he'll put much more effort into it than you would have dreamed of putting originally had you just told him about it. The fact that you showed it to him and you took it away, you put a mani in front of it, you started running, that's what makes him go after it with much more effort. Rabbeinu Zal said, Umevakesh v'choshek ma'oid lo'yaseh hadavar, and then the kid yearns for the item tremendously. Nimtza, what do we derive from here? Shekur ha-cheshek na'asa al-yidei shechotfoy mimenu v'herbiyo sadovar. The main cheshek was aroused through the act of grabbing the item away from him and hiding it. Kemoi kein, moinin esodom b'meniyo ismei hadovar ha-tzorech loy. Similarly, Hashem sets up walls to block a person from items that he needs. Kedei sha'idei zeh yeloi cheshek yosem. In order that the person should have more cheshek for the item. Bibachinas, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, v'lechem storim yunam. Bread that's hidden is very sweet. Meaning, when an item is hidden from you, there's a mani in front of it, that's what makes it tasty. And watch, Rabbeinu Zal now is going to hit the nail on the head in teaching us the whole side of taivos. What makes a person desire money, desire women? What's the taiva? How does it come? Rabbeinu Zal says, shekol ma shehadovor nimna venistar min hodam b'yoser, the more that an item is being prevented and kept hidden from a person, hu cheshek elov v'noim lo b'yoser, he desires that item more and it's sweeter to him. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Shemizeh bo taivois v'hizgabrus hacheshek el haveira chas v'shalom rachmona litzlan." This is the whole secret behind why a person has a desire for sin. Why? Ki machmas sheho haveira nimnas ma'id min hodom. Because an haveira is very, very much hidden from a person. Not hidden, it's being blocked from him. How? Ki anu metzuvim umuzhorim umufkodin oleho sheloi la'asaisa. By the most powerful mania in the world, Hashem commanded that this item be forbidden. Period. Nimtzo shehi nimnas me'oid me'itanu. So what comes out? That this item is very, very much blocked from us. It's very, very hard to get to. Why? Because there is a tzivoy of Hashem. It's not something that we see physically, but you can't get anything more powerful than that, more powerful than a command of Hashem. There's a command of Hashem blocking this item. Rabbeinu Zal says, Al kein yesh hisgabrus hacheshek el hakanal. That's why the physical nature of a person is to be very much, to very much desire the item. Bebechinas v'lechem storim yunam. As the pasuk says in Mishlei, the bread that's hidden is very sweet. Mayim genuvim yimtaku. Stolen waters, that's sweet. Kemoi kein bikdusha. Similarly, when it comes to kedusha, kishiyesh minia lodom. When a person has a minia blocking him from getting to an item, hacheshek mizgaber biyoser. That arouses his desire, his yearning for it much more. The cholma shehadover hanechshek godol biyoser. Rabbi Nezal says, the greater an item, the nechshak is, nechshak means the item that he's yearning for, the more important, the more significant an item it is, hacheshek mizgaber bi, just a second, bi habaniya yeser gedela. The mania against it is bigger also. In other words, the more significant an item it is, the bigger a wall Hashem puts up to block the person from getting to it. Rabbi Nezal says now, kiyesh cheshek v'cheshek v'nechshak. A little simple diktuk here. There are three items. There is cheshek. Cheshek means desire. There is cheshek. Cheshek is one who desires. There is nechshak, the item being desired. A subject, an object, and a...
object.
Not a verb. Subject, an object. I don't think there's a word in English for it. In a case like this.
What do you mean? Cheshek is also a subject, right?
In a sense. No, it's not. Oh, here it's being referred to like a... Exactly. Cheshek is the one who's desiring. He's desiring this tape recorder, and there is the desire, the flow, the item that connects them. Rabbi Nezal says now, Dahainu ha'odom ha'cheshek. There is the person who is craving, the hadovar hanechshak, the item that is being craved, the hacheshek shecheshkin ledovar hanechshak, and the desire that the person is desiring for the item that he's desiring. Rabbi Nezal explains now, ukefi malas hanechshak, according to how significant the item that's being desired is, kein tzorich li yizgedol hacheshek. That's what determines how much cheshek has to be involved in conquering that item. When the item which is being desired is a very great item, the person must have tremendous kisufin to get to that item. So naturally, Hashem puts up a very big mania. That's what can arouse a tremendous cheshek on his part. Because the bigger the mania, the greater the cheshek is. Rabbi Nezal says, therefore, roi lodom ladas, it's very important for a person to know, when a person sees that an item of kedusha is coming very difficult to him, whether it be coming to Eretz Yisrael, whether it be having a spodidus, whether it be learning Gemara, whether it be Shalom Bayis, whatever the item is, Yeda v'yoven mizeh, he should understand by seeing the difficulties involved, Shezeh hadovor sheloi tzelasleis hu mechshak godoil ma'oid v'dovor yokor ma'oid. It's a very, very significant item that's being desired and a very precious item. Shemach mazeh ha'maniyah g'day l'ma'id kanal. That's why the mania is so great. Ubefrat, especially kishiritzel and seil tzadik emes, especially when a person wants to come close to the tzadik emes, Rabbi Nezal says kiyesh tzadik and note here. Rabbi Nezal's not letting anybody squirm out of anything. Rabbi Nezal's saying it really straight. Nobody should think we're talking here about going to tzadikim plural. Rabbi Nezal says kiyesh tzadikim harbe. There are definitely many tzaddikim. He doesn't say many talmidei chachamim. He uses the word tzaddik. We're talking about ones who are tzaddik. Avol yesh bechinois nekudois ho'emes bein hatzaddikim. But there is a concept of nekudois ho'emes by the tzaddikim. Shekisheroitzin lehisfari ve'ilov. When a person wants to come close to that, to the one tzaddik who possesses the most emes, that is everything. The whole kedusha, the whole frumkeit of a person is totally in that. In what? In coming close to the tzaddik emes, the one who has the most emes. The person has tremendous, tremendous difficulties in this. And seeing how difficult it is, that's what should make a person understand how significant an item it is. Vehine ha'klal, Rabbi Nachman says the general rule is shekol ha'maniyos heim rak b'shvil ha'cheshek, that the purpose of maniyos is for cheshek. Kidei shalidei zeh yelo cheshek gadol b'yosek nal. Maniyos are what arouse cheshek. If the person is sincere, if he's a zhlub, maniyos will turn him away from the item completely. If he's sincere, the more difficult it is, the more he'll struggle. It won't make him lazier. It won't make him give up. It'll make him do more exercises, more push-ups. He'll push harder and harder because he knows that there's no turning back. There's no way I can stop. You know, I have to get to the top of the mountain. So if he sees it's hard, he'll push harder. If he sees it's still harder, he'll push still harder. There's no way in the world he allows himself a turning back. When a person sees that he's yearning very, very much, then certainly he'll be able to carry out that item 100%. He'll be zeichet to be mitzi the item mikoyach alapayal, ki al yidei hacheshek nasin nekudos. Through cheshek is created nekudos. We said nekudos hakesef. What creates Nikudais kisufin kesef. Shall you dezeh moitzi and mikoyach lapoyel canal? It's through nikudais. When the oisios have nikudais say it to them, then they can move. You can be moitzi them mikoyach lapoyel. You can be moitzi whatever you have to do mikoyach lapoyel canal. Ki hacheshek meshaber hamania. Cheshek is what breaks the mania. Ki ikar hamania eino yelo b'shvil hacheshek canal. Because the whole purpose, the whole concept of amnia is only to arouse cheshek. Valkein, kishodam cheshek b'yaser, kifi hamania, memela nishbar hamania. When the mania starts getting very difficult, and the cheshek starts rising up to battle the mania, that's what breaks the mania automatically. That's what dissolves the mania, period.
What happens to when a person, when the mania is not something, you know, somebody telling them not to do it or whatever, but the mania itself is just a lack of desire.
Rabbi Nazal says, and this you have Likutei Halachos hundreds of pages, that there is no greater mania than mania samoyach. What's mania samoyach? Mania samoyach in one form, to one person it's sveikos. It's the simple fact that his satan is, each time he goes to have his spite of this, he asks himself constantly over and over, it sounds ridiculous that Hashem is not me, I know what I am and everything. It sounds so silly that he's listening to what I'm saying. In other words, I'm gonna talk for an hour here to whom? There's a lack of emunah, a state, that's a type of mania samayach that hinders a person from doing mitzvahs. There's another type of mania samayach which is atzlus. Atzlus, which Rabbi Nazal said, that's ikar neshichas anachosh. You want to know what the most power, in other words, the king of all manias is? It's not a guy standing over you with a bat. That's easy. That's pi. Rabbi Nazal writes in the Kutei Halachos that when you have a chaylik standing with a knife, and he says, you know, this one is, say that this one is a guy, or I'll stick the knife in you, that's not that hard. That's nowhere near as hard as when a person feels a coolness within himself. He doesn't feel a fire, a cheshek to do the mitzvah, a cheshek to have a spite of this, a cheshek to learn. That's the hardest mania. What does a person do in a case like that? Hashem, please give me cheshek. Who has the power to give a person cheshek? The Marashoah brings on the Gemara, HaKol B'dei Shamayim Chutz Mi'ira Shamayim, that everything is in the hands of Hashem except Yira Shamayim. That's something which it's up to the person. The Marashoah says, but any maniac, idiot, nitwit would surely understand that it's Biyad Hashem to inject into a person Ritzainais Taivais, you know, good desires, and a feeling of respect for Hashem, etc., etc. Which means that where do you go to get Cheshek? From Hashem himself, period. Now that, if a person sees that the Satan is harassing him with that item, he has to know that he's much more desperate than another one whose mania is a different item. His mania is much, much harder. Now we'll show an interesting thing, which I'll bet nobody could have conceived upon their own. Rav Nosson mentions this in Likutei Halachos. The Gemara says in Brachos that there are, let's say, if we had to say honestly, what one item or group of items is there that's the highest nechshak in the world? What would determine it, based on this Torah that we just had? That which has the biggest manias. Does the Torah tell us anything like that? That this and this item has the biggest manias? Torah uses a slightly different word for it. Does it say any item or group of items, this item or these items, you have the biggest manias in getting to do it? The answer is most definitely. There's a Gemara in Brachos which says that there are three items which are the most difficult items to achieve. They only come through difficulty. Yisurin. Yisurin is another word for manias. What yisurin is a form of mania. You're given suffering, and that's what makes it difficult to get to this item. Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, and Torah. Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba. Rabbi Zal mentioned the Sifrei Kabbalah say that this is the side in the Tefillah of Dovid HaMelech. Achas, Shoalti Meis Hashem. There's one thing to ask from Hashem. Achas is, Aleph is Eretz Yisrael. Ches is Chaye Olam Haba. That's the wording that's used in the Gemara over there. It doesn't call it Olam Haba. It calls it Chaye Olam Haba. And the Tov is Torah. Achas, Shoalti Meis Hashem. Oysa Vakesh. There's one item that I ask from Hashem. What is that? Shifti beveis Hashem kol mechai. Let me be zeicha to live in the house of Hashem my whole life. What is the house of Hashem? Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba. That's the house of Hashem. Lachzo is benoyam Hashem. To get to gaze at the noyam Hashem. Ulavakir beheicholoi. And to visit the heichal of Hashem. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that what is this pasuk in Tehillim referring to? This is referring to the whole Klolius of the Tikkun HaShchina. We mentioned this Shabbos and many, many times that when we talk about the Tikkun of the Shchina, we're talking about Vatelachno Shtehen Yachdov, being Mamshech V'Oyer from Bina into Malchus. Bina into Malchus. As we see here, Mekudais into Isios, or as we see in many different cases, Lachzois Benoyam Hashem. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that Noyam is Gematria Mikveh, Mikveh is Bina, Noyam is the Milui of Ekyeh, which is Bina, Ulevaker Beheicholoi, Heichal is Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, Heichal is Malchus. Lach says Benoyam Hashem, Ulevaker Beheicholoi. So Noyam is Bina. What is the whole Noyam told? Noyam is the Nekudos. How do you get to the Nekudos? Moshe says that the word Ne'imus is the letters Menias. Now you know why the word here used is Noyam, because Lachzo is Benoyam Hashem. How do you get to Noyam? To this? Through Menia. Through the Menia. The Menia is the item that gets you to the Noyam, and that's Meir into the Hechel, into the Yetzias. That's what will let you succeed in carrying out even the most difficult items conceivable. The Achaz Shalkimes Hashem. Eretz Yisrael, Chayelam Haba, and Torah. All of that could be accomplished through Noyam Heichal. Those two, if you can be Mamshich, Nekudos, Intoisios. How? First, Noyam. First, breaking the Menias. The first thing you have to do is break the Menias. The Menias are put there to arouse Cheshik. And by doing that, you get to be Mashlim this whole island. Now, note again, the question is, why did Hashem make the rules this way? In other words, we say that you can't get to the thing unless you have Cheshik in order to build Cheshik. Why didn't Hashem just take off the door and you walk over to the item and get it? The answer is, what was the purpose for Bria? The purpose for Bria was to get reward. And based on this item that we explained, Mi Hegdimani Vashalimloi, there's no way, logically, for a person ever to get credit for any mitzvah. Giving a bris milah to a kid, it's silly. I'm saying, let's talk in a court of English law. You walk into a court of English law, I want to get a $100 reward because I listened to the king. The king said, the king will look up to you like a maniac. I gave you a kid, you're making a big deal, you gave him a bris, it's nothing. That's why Hashem says that the Jewish religion, the Umdish Lashur, the whole Jewish religion, is totally in one word. You can summarize it all in one word, Cheshek, Ratzon. That's the whole climax, that's the cloyus of the whole form type of a person. It's totally in how much Cheshek, not how much mitzvahs he does, how much Ratzonos Tavos he has. Proof is, take a look, the Gemara brings stories of a Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya. The Gemara brings a case of a guy who did every sin in the book, and in 1 second, the Gemara says he rose to the Madrega of a Tana. How is it possible? What's pshat? This guy did 100,000 mitzvahs. This guy did 1 minute of screaming. How does it match up? The answer is the 100,000 isn't the ikar. In other words, we're not chas v'shalom saying that a person shouldn't do mitzvahs ma'asiyos, but the sum total, the ikur kedusha within the mitzvahs is the cheshik. he packed into a half hour the quantity of cheshek that another person packed into a whole lifetime. Proof is, his cheshek rose to such a high level that his neshama was forced to leave him. What's pshat? The neshama left to where? To Olam Haba, to Noyam, to Bina, all of this that we're talking about. He burst out with such kisfin that his neshama rose up to the Nekuda Sakyasuf, to that level of Bina. That's, in other words, that's the logic. How can you say logically that it's conceivable for him to get in 1 minute what took him years to get to? The answer is that the Lumdish, the Shura, the whole Frumkeit is the Ritzonis. That's where you determine Frumkeit. That's where you look at the Rosh Yeshiva, so different ones, and you see how firm a person is. There are ones where the Sultan gives them a present, Gemaras. He sells them whole Gemaras. He allows them to learn whole Gemaras. Why? To keep them away from the Tzadik Emes, to keep them away from Tefillah, to keep them away from real Frumkeit. But you want to see the Frumkeit of a person. How much does this person want to do mitzvahs? How much does he want to help make... You see, this guy is called in to make a minyan. Will you see an excitement on his face? Wow, I'm thrilled. I was given an opportunity to do a mitzvah. A mikveh, it's cold, let's say. What's the attitude? You know, it's very... Is there going to be a certain excitement? Baruch Hashem, I'm going to get to show a little extra pushing l'man Hashem, for Hashem's kavod. Doesn't mean that a person goes out of his way to look for that, but to know that that's the whole underlying factor in Frumkeit. That's what I've been stressing here. Okay. Next. Rabbi Nezal says, Bezer v'chinas, tes nekudin, tes rikin. This is what's brought in the Tikkun Ezer. The Tikkun Ezer says that there are 9 nekudais, that in the Hebrew alphabet there are 9 vowels, which are called 9 rukiyas. Period. Why 9 vowels? Each one of the 9 vowels corresponds to the spheroids. For example, Kometz is Keser, Pasach is Chachma, Tzere is Bina, Segel is Chesed, Shvo is Gvura, Ki Bo'esh Hashem Nishpot, Bo'esh is the letter Shvo. The Zohar Kodesh shows clearly why each one of the Nekudas corresponds to different spheroids. What happened to the 10th one? The 10th one is the Malchus, the Les Lamigar Maklon. The Malchus has no Nekud. Okay. Rabbi Nezal says, now why are there 9 Nekudas? Note again how everything fits in. Nekudas, on one hand, cover all spheres. As we just said, Nekudas is something that goes from Kes. However, what is the base of the Nekudas? Bina. Here, we refer to Bina as being the 9th. Bina is the 9th Madrega up. It's Chachma Bina Das. Chesed Vod Res Ba Ba Ba. As you'll see, we had it before. In one of the Torahs where Rabbi Nezal talks about Hamchoas Kaf, Rabbi Nezal says there that Bina is the 9th level, and that's why 9 times aim with the 9 Kevalim is Begimatria something or other. Period. He quotes it from the Arizal. There are times when we refer to Bina as the 8th, sometimes as the 9th. When we see here that it's 9 Nekudas, it's referring to the fact that it comes from Bina, which is the 9th Madrega up, referring to Chochma as the 10th. So Keser is above the spheres, period. When we refer to the 10 spheres as being Malchus through Chochma, the Keser is a Makif. It's something that's outside. Okay, Rabbi Nezal explains, Ki ha-nekudais hein b'chinas rikiyin. The nekudais are a concept of skies, rokiyas. Shehein b'chinais menios. Rokiya is an inyan of a menia. Ki ha-menia hi b'chinas rokiya. A menia is like a rokiya, like a sky. Shehi b'chinas mosach. The sky acts as a mechitza. What is the mechitza between this world, us, and Hashem Kaviyachol, the first wall, partition that we come up against? The sky. Shem mafrish u'meisach lefnei hodom. It separates and blocks before the person. U'moinoi min hadovor. And it prevents him from the item. As the Pasuk says, when Hashem first created the world, Yehi Rokia, let there be a Rokia, Vihi Mavdil Bemayim Lamoyim. We see that what's the purpose of Rokia? Vihi Mavdil. Rokia is, it separates, it blocks. Rabbi Nezal says, Shehor Rokia hu bechinas menia. Rokia is a concept of a menia, something that blocks. Shemafrish u Mavdil Ben Hachishek v'Hanechshach. It separates and blocks and divides between the one who is desiring and the item which he's desiring. Valkein gam ha'oretz nikra rukia. That's why also at times the earth is called rukia. K'mon shekosov, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, l'roika ha'oretz al hamoyim. Hashem spread out the earth over the water. Note to use the word roika, rukia, referring to oretz. Why? The Eretz also is something which separates man from what? From the Tahaim, from the depths of the earth. If a person wanted to get to the Tahaim, the center, the water that's there, the Eretz is blocking. It acts as a machitza, blocking him. So you have, it's like we're stuck in a concentric circle right now. V'alkeim hates nekudim hein b'chinas tes rukiyim. The nine nekudos are nine rukiyas. Ki ha-nekudos ma'asna al-yedei ha-cheshe kanal. V'ikr ha-cheshek al-yedei ha-meniya. Shehi b'chinas rukiya kanal. The main cheshek comes via the meniya, the noyam, the bino, all the same thing. V'yesh tes nekudim tes rukiyim. Why? Rabbeinu Zal says, why are there nine? Which the Tikkun Ezer shows refer to all these spheres, covering all these spheres. Why? Why should this topic of Cheshek be split out so much? Ki yesh kamo b'chinois b'hanechshak. Rabbeinu Zal says, there are many categories within items that you're desiring. Ki yesh nechshak lema lo mi nechshak. There is one level of nechshak above another. This keeps going on in infinite levels. The significance of items that you're desiring, whether it be different mitzvahs or different levels of doing a mitzvah, items that are being desired, there are infinite levels within them. Ulefi goydel ma'alois ha-nechshak, kein tzorech liyois goydel ha-cheshek. According to how significant the item that's being desired is, that's how much desire the person has to muster up to get it done. V'alkein yeshloi meniya gedoyla kanal. That's why the person is given a tremendous meniya. The mania is what causes the nekuda to be generated. It goes from kometz, which is keser, to shuruk, which is yisoid. Shehem nekuda lamala mi nekuda, one above the other. Rakia lamala mi rakia, one rakia above another rakia. We know that there's not just one rakia in heaven, there are many rakias. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Dahainu nechshak l'mala minechshak, shelefi goydel ha-nechshak tzorech shiyeh goydel ha-cheshek, shiyeh b'chines ha-nekuda, shiyeh b'chines rokiya, ki ha-nekuda nasis al yedei ha-rokiya." What generates the nekuda? The mechitza, the rokiya. Shehu b'chines meniya kanal, ad shiyesh nechshak, shehu b'chines komets. Till you come to the highest level, where there's a nechshak which is on the level of comets. What does the word comets mean in Hebrew? Comets v'sosim. Comets means closed up, hidden, hidden. A kmitza was when the kohen put his three fingers here into the dough, and he closed it, and he wiped off the sides. The part which was hidden within these three fingers, that's called a kmitza. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Shehu bechinas nekudas comets, shehi lamala mikol hanekudas." Why? Ki hanechshak comets v'sosim ma'oid. It means that the nekuda of comets is referring to the highest level nechshak, which is which one? The one which is most hidden. The item which is most hidden, you know that that's the highest item. That's why Rabbeinu Zal says, for example, the Sifrei Gemara say that what's one of the items which has the highest kedusha in the world conceivable? The grave of a tzaddik. Which is the grave of the holiest tzaddik that ever lived? Moshe Rabbeinu? Completely hidden. Why completely hidden? Because it's this side. The highest nechshak is the one that's comets. Completely hidden. That's the highest kedusha. Oyer hane'alam. That's the name given to the highest level kedusha possible. If so, why isn't Rabbeinu Zal seen hidden? The answer is you better believe it's hidden. 99.9% of the world doesn't know about it. A select few are given permission to know about it and to go to it the right way. We should be zeicher to get to all the nechshakim, to Eretz Yisrael, to Torah, to Chayei Olam Haba, to Rabbeinu Zal Tzion. Be zeicher thereby to get to bring about the Mashiach, the Nibes Mikdash, Amen, Amen, Amen. There's still one more piece where Rabbeinu Zal is going to summarize pretty much and add one little bomb to this topic of cheshek and everything.
So that's where the Sassim Noi, the Sapper Tudas?
Right. That's going to be a summary, that little paragraph. summary, that little paragraph.